Planting a bomb was a different kind of insanity. A bombing was calculated and purposeful. A bombing was meant to rid the world of a particular, annoying person. Why me? I thought. Why would someone want me dead? Even articulating the question sent a chill through my heart. I parked the Nova in the middle of my lot and wondered if I'd have the courage to step on the accelerator tomorrow morning. Morelli's car had been shoveled away, and there was little evidence of the fire. The macadam was pocked and cracked where the Jeep had burned, but there was no crime scene tape or charred debris to further mark the spot. I let myself into my apartment and found my answering machine light furiously blinking. Dorsey had called 3 times, requesting a call back. He didn't sound friendly. Bernie had called to say they were having a store-wide sale and I should drop by. 20% off blenders and a complimentary bottle of daiquiri mix to the first 20 customers. My eyes glazed over at the thought of a daiquiri. I still had a few dollars left, and blenders had to be pretty cheap in the overall scheme of things, right? The last call was from Jimmy Alpha, with another apology and his hopes that I hadn't been badly hurt by Ramirez. I looked at my watch. It was almost 9. I couldn't get to Bernie before closing. Too bad. I was pretty sure if I had a daiquiri, I could think much more clearly and probably figure out who tried to send me into orbit. I turned the television on and sat in front of it, but my mind was elsewhere. It was scanning for potential assassins. Of my captures, only Lonnie Dodd was a possibility, and he was in jail. More likely, this had to do with the Kulesa murder. Someone was worried about me poking around. I couldn't imagine anyone being worried enough to want to kill me. Death was very serious shit. There had to be something I was missing here. Something about Carmen, or Kulesa, or Morelli. Or maybe the mystery witness. An ugly little thought wriggled around in a back corner of my brain. So far as I could see, I was a genuine, mortal threat to only one person. That person was Morelli.